Hello and welcome to this episode of the Azure Active Directory and Identity Show. Today we're going to be taking a look at, 10 ways to secure your productivity at scale with Azure Active Directory. And joining me from Identity Division is Ankur.
Hey.
Welcome to the Channel 9 studio.
Thanks, Simon.
So let's get started with this. 10 ways to secure your productivity at scale.
We wanted to provide you a bird's eye view of 10 ways in which you can have your employees be productive and be secure without having to compromise on that either. So without delay, let's just dive into what they could be. Very first one is, imagine you could have one identity for your thousands of applications that your employees use today. Mm-hmm. So with Azure Active Directory, we have thousands of applications that we have onboarded already, which support federation, and which would mean single sign-on to these, and they're managed like, just like any other trusted application could be. In addition to this, however, we have found that our customers have onboarded thousands of their own line of business applications. Mm-hmm. And for these sets of applications, our customers are enjoying single sign-on and seamless access in a secure way.
And it does give you single sign-on to the applications, but it also provides a single management layer over those applications and a single experience for the users to be able to access them.
Yeah.
So pretty amazing stuff. What about in terms of connecting up with our on-premises environments?
Yeah. So even with the proliferation of all these cloud applications, there's a ton of identity work that has already been done on-premise for a lot of enterprises today. Mm-hmm. And so for them, Microsoft has provided the Identity Manager previously, which drives coherence across your existing directories on the on-premise. But with Azure Active Directory Connect, you're able to now sync these credentials to the cloud, so you can manage those applications and enable single sign-on to those applications, in addition, using your on-premise credentials.
Awesome. So we have the ability to be able to take your on-prem, make that available seamlessly in the cloud to provide that single sign-on access to all of those applications.
Yep.
Pretty amazing. Okay. What about the applications that maybe aren't in the cloud? There's going to be a bunch of those as well out there, right?
So in this case, there's a bunch of on-premise applications that you previously had. Active Directory provides App Proxy as a service. Think of it as a DMZ as a service, which would enable your on-premise applications to be remotely accessed securely using your preferred credentials, whether they're on-premise or cloud credentials. But in this way, you can take your existing legacy applications and make them accessible remotely using mobile devices, as we do today.
And I guess one of the things that folks out there are going to be thinking is, that's great, but there's a little bit of a difference between accessing something that's on the web and accessing something on-prem. Yeah. On-prem, we're going to be using Kerberos, most likely, in order to be able to do the authentication.
That's right.
In the cloud, it's probably going to be slightly different. I presume Azure Application Proxy just deals with that for
That's
you.
Exactly right. That's just technology goo that we take care of.
Cool. So how do people access this stuff? We've got to be able to get into these applications and be able to use them. Whoa, how does that come together?
All of this is for nothing if employees can't find these applications easily and at a cost that enterprises can afford, mm-hmm. right? So there's a handful of operations that are just cost centers, like password resets, managing groups. So with Azure Active Directory, you can do self-service password reset or self-service group management, which allows users to create their own groups and access rules as the business changes. They're empowered to make those changes on their own. With password resets, as the name says, the user can go and set their own preferred passwords. But once set, they'll enable single sign-on access to all those applications we've been talking about. Administrators, additionally, can create an access panel that looks something like this, which provides a branded experience that continues mm-hmm. to have your customers feel that these are trusted applications and use the predefined credentials they are always used to using across a number of devices and have a familiar and consistent experience, irrespective of where they're coming from. The other thing that's new is with Windows 10. With Windows 10, one of the common operations we can imagine is bring your own devices, is just joining the domain. When the box is opened and you first want to just join, previously it's been a cumbersome experience, but in the spirit of kind of empowering employees, employees can join domain themselves to their AD infrastructure.
Awesome. So we actually have a bunch of tools in there to be able to solve some of the biggest kind of problems that most organizations face. Being able to do password resets. I've worked in organizations where, I'm not kidding, we literally had budgets of hundreds of thousands of dollars in order to be able to manage password reset across the organization because it was such a problem.
Right.
Azure AD just solves for that right out of the box, which I think is pretty incredible. But I'm also thinking that we can move beyond passwords at this point.
Yeah. So for that, we can think about beyond usernames and passwords, right? In security world, people are well familiar with multi-factor authentication, right? It's about something you know and something you have, and you're sent either a phone call rings and you have to authenticate a passcode, or you have to type in a SMS text message that you've received and type that in, or just provide a PIN that you know, right?
Yeah. There are
various forms, and Azure Active Directory supports that as well. But with Windows 10, with Hello or Passport service, you can imagine modern ways of authentication. And Azure Active Directory supports this natively. And as a result, now your users can use MFA or Passport as a service as another form of authentication, another layer of security by which you can secure and yet have a fairly seamless and rich experience on authenticating.
Awesome. So we actually have ways of being able to secure your passwords. We can move away from having to have passwords. What about for those situations where you've got user accounts, probably like my own user account, your own user account, which is maybe a little bit overprivileged for day-to-day use?
Yeah. So we know that not all accounts are of same value, right? And this is one of those things we're learning in popular press as accounts get hacked these days.
Yeah.
That certain accounts are even of higher value than everyday user one. And we have two groups that we have done special services for. One of them is about administrators.
Yeah.
So administrators having direct access to the directory and accidentally doing something, or having an audit trail of what happened, are common requests we've heard from the customers. And like many of the identity providers, one of the things that Azure Active Directory provides is a just-in-time elevated access to the directory. As a result, an administrator can perform most of their administrative duties without elevating to go make directory changes, which have significant impact, as we can imagine. But as a result of using this interface, we can now audit and track who did what, when, how, where for you. And it's a report that's made available. And you can now administer groups and administrators just like any other entity might have been, and give them a privileged access. The other group that we have found is a high-value account. And typically, these are marketing and finance people.
Yeah.
And a handful of services, we've already done vaulted password service, which is a feature of Azure, where Azure will generate a long, secure password for you, except I don't want to remember those passwords.
Yeah.
I just want to know my domain credentials. And then it, in turn, recognizes me as one of these privileged accounts and authenticates me to these services that are of high value. The other scenario we run into is like changing those passwords and keeping them secure over time. So Azure takes care of that. And from administration perspective, you can now go and remove one of those members when they don't need access or they have left the company. So they are not walking around with your access to your Twitter handles or LinkedIn credentials. And just when they exit the company, it's a clean removal from access to these services, and no large change took place. And again, being managed via Azure Active Directory, these credentials are audited, reported, and monitored, just like any other piece of credential might have been.
Awesome. So you kind of get to that situation where people can share an account, they can share it safely and securely, and we have that ability to be able to do just-in-time elevation in order to be able to get those kind of levels of access. But I'm kind of thinking that the scale that we've got inside of Azure means that we can do some other very interesting things around the way that we think about security.
You're right. So advanced security at scale, right? We take particular pride in this as we think about bringing all of Microsoft's legacy with managing Active Directory for millions of tenants across the world, managing billions of authentication sessions for our consumers around the world for a wide variety of applications, everything from first-party Microsoft applications of Outlook and Office and Skype and Windows, to Azure Active Directory, managing it for millions of customers in the cloud. We can enable some interesting machine learning out of that, right? One of the use cases is this discovery of shadow IT. And so a feature of Azure Active Directory is Cloud App Discovery,
yes,
which helps your IT department discover what are those applications that our employees are really interested in using, our partners are interested in using, but they are not currently being managed using Active Directory. So it helps you prioritize your time and which applications you should care about and which ones you don't care about, and helps you build a better plan of what you should go look at.
Yeah.
So that's all the application side. On the user side, we can imagine that even with all the protection apparatus we have described, it may happen that some accounts leak.
Yeah.
Right? And it is a disproportionate level of investment that's required to go identify those things until it's too late.
Yeah.
So one of the services Microsoft just provides is we monitor some of the dark and nefarious places around the web and other signals that help us identify that account that may be compromised or likely compromised. And we can report that and alert you on, hey, these things might be worth checking out. And so we quarantine those accounts for you. And that's a configuration you get to manage. And there's a report around it. And hopefully that helps you more actively manage what now applications that you're previously you were dark to. Yeah. And accounts that it may have fallen to the dark side,
cool.
And bring better control over it.
So we're actually actively out there looking at the dark places of the internet, finding those lists of leaked passwords, and just automatically comparing them for you to the passwords and the users inside of your organization to say, hey, these folks could have been breached. So what can we do here? I guess then there's also the abilities that we have inside of making sure that devices are trustworthy enough to talk to the directory.
Yeah. So the trinity of users, applications, and devices. On the devices front, conditional access has often been used to manage that security view. And it's used, typically the attributes people look at is location, and like a whitelist of IPs and things like that. And then user groups, and that's just typical group management. Going forward, however, Microsoft is introducing one of those other attributes around device state, right? And particularly if you imagine Windows and other devices, we are actually able to look at what's the patch level? What's the software version number? When were the last time you logged into this thing, et cetera? And use these richer signals to grant access. And you will have a mechanism by which in Azure Active Directory define rules that enable you to have a little more finer grained control over who's accessing what. Now, the best part about this is it works heterogeneously, both on the devices front, so you can manage a n number of devices, particularly using MDM and other solutions, but also on on-premise applications as well as your cloud applications.
So we can manage any devices, any cloud applications. It's kind of cool. What do we have in terms of kind of being able to understand what people are doing with their devices and their device usage?
So that's the machine learning part, right? That's what I was starting to allude to when we're doing active security at scale, is now we can look at user behaviors and machine learning across users, application, and device states to build a more robust and complete view of what might be going on in an enterprise. But more importantly, as Microsoft as a service, looking at it across the world, across all of those tenants, and bringing insights that says, you know, there's something going on in Europe around this thing. What might it be? And help to get a more precise view into it faster than we could have previously done. And so Microsoft has invested tremendous amount of energy around machine learning and demographic views to come up to those insights. And you're starting to see some of those products now come to market.
And this means that we can kind of learn how your users are using their identities and where they're accessing from. And we can extrapolate and work out patterns from that, which is kind of cool. It kind of brings me out to a single thought here, which is that this is only going to work if your users are inside of your directory.
So
what about people that aren't?
Yeah. So as some of our other talks have alluded to with Active Directory, we're hoping to become like your one directory, right? And as a business, you have relationship with not only your employees, but with your customers and consumers in this case, or partners and other businesses. So our hope is that everything that we just described as managing a life cycle of an employee, imagine if we could now use that for consumer experience as well. You can use their favorite password, enable single sign-on into applications, be able to roam that, enable MFA if it's a high-value thing, like my personal photos are being posted somewhere, and secure them even further, use my preferred social identity or a local identity that I might like. Or if I'm a business and have a control over which credentials to use and how do I invite you into that world and have manage it just like any other piece of identity that I might have. So our hope is that across devices, whether they're iOS devices, Microsoft devices, or Android devices, that you end up with one directory management experience that allows you to have that control and scale productivity without compromising security.
Wow, so the single control plane becomes Azure Active Directory. It's kind of amazing that we've got single control plane, one directory, an identity that connects you to all those applications, that's connected to your on-premises identity and synchronized. We have the ability to connect into any on-premises applications just about with Azure AD App Proxy. Got all of the ability to be able to make it easy for our users to access those applications through things like the Office 365 Waffle. We've got the passport capabilities we've built into Windows 10. We've got all of the multi-factor authentication, the privileged identity management. We've got the ability to look at everything that's happening across the entire Azure cloud at scale, the conditional access capabilities for devices, the machine learning. When you actually stack it all up as those 10 things, it just shows you how much we've really built into Azure Active Directory.
My hope is that by going on this little journey, we can see how these pieces fit together and how you can layer on enhanced security and achieve greater productivity as you introduce each of these pieces to layer on to achieve something like this that enables you to see an end-to-end view of all your audiences, whether they are employees, customers, or businesses, and manage all your on-premise and cloud assets, whether they're applications, users, or devices.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you very much for joining us in the Channel 9 studio for this.
Thanks for having me.
Really appreciate it. Thanks for watching, guys, and we'll see you next time.